In our previous year, we began a discussion of the concept of geirolus, of doing lotteries, and their relevance in halacha. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, Sif Aleph, says, Ein shoyalim b'chayzim b'kaychavim. One may not look at, may not ask a question with stargazes, nor one can rely on gerolus. Meshum shenema, says the Rama, tamim tia im Hashem alakecha. And the Rama continues, v'koshkein da'osu lisha b'koismim u'menachshin u'mechashin. So here we see, says the Shulchan Aruch, that one is not allowed to rely on a geirol. Yet, as we just explained, our entire parak that we're going to be learning now is focused on geirolus, and that the identification of who did what avoid in the Beis HaMikdash was decided by lottery. So how do we reconcile this? So, and as we just said in our previous year, the way they used to determine who says Kaddish, the Magen Avraham says, was determined by geirolus. So how do we reconcile these two halachas? So Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Shail Satshuvas Elif L'cha Shlomo, Chelik Eirachayim Simen Samach Beis, says that there the Shulchan Aruch is referring to a situation where somebody wants to rely on a geirol to know what's going to happen in the future. So to rely on a geirol to tell you the future, that is also Tamen Tiyem Hashem Alekecha. But in a situation where we have two options, or we have to decide who should get which job, or we're dividing something, there is no halacha. There is certainly a geirol may be used. Having said that, there's another very interesting machloikis of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. And this is in Chosh Mishpat, Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel, Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, and actually, this machloikis is actually a machloikis Rishonim, a machloikis of the Rambam versus the Rosh and the Ravid. The Shulchan Aruch, paskling like the Rambam, says, if two people want to divide something and they decided to do it through a geirol, la'achash ola ha-geirol la'achin mehem, once one of them has won the geirol, the skaima chalukah l'kulam, that is the final word and it can't be redone. Hago, the Rama disagrees. Mi'u ha-rosh kasif, b'tshuva v'iviu ator, the ein ha-geirol kaina, a geirol doesn't have that ability to make a kinyan, rak, Mevara chalokim. All a girl could do is separate the pieces. So what he says is that only if, not only did they have a girl, but they acted upon the girl, where one of the participants in the girl actually takes his share, there and only then, says the Rama, is the halacha that the girl is final. But in a situation where it isn't that way, the geirol is not considered final. It's very clear that the Rama, the Rosh, held that geirolus are not to be considered such a strong form of division. And therefore, in a situation where the parties, even though they originally agreed to follow the geirol, if they change their mind, they have a right to change their mind. And there's a very interesting tshuva from Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal in the Shail for Tshuvas Yabia Oimer Chelik Vav Simen Dalid in Chosh Mishpat. He discusses there an interesting shaila. He says that there was an election in a city for Rav, and they counted the votes, and after they counted the votes, they discovered that each one of the candidates had the exact same number of votes. So now what do you do? Do you do the election all over again? Or do you decide through a goyim? And Rav Adi Yosef, in the tshuva over there, explains that we certainly don't rely on a goyim. And let's understand it. He says, certainly, if we follow the opinion of the Ramah, even if both parties agree to a goyim, as long as they haven't acted on it, they could retract. But even, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's only when both parties agreed to rely on a goyim. But if both parties did not agree to rely on a goyim, one may not rely on the goyim. And in general, Rav Avadya Yosef, very much in line with what we quoted from the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, says that goyrolis are not the way for one to live his life. One shouldn't make decisions through a goyro. Although he, and I saw that the same question is asked in the Shalos Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yudches, Simen Memches, that there seems to be a contradiction in the Sefer Chassidim. In one place, the Sefer Chassidim says, Ein lismach al goyim. And he says, Vafil b'momen, el mapil im goyim, el kishchalakim shavim. Even when it comes to just divide money, unless it's absolutely both pieces, you have two pieces that are exactly the same size, and you need to decide who should get which portion, then and only then does he allow you to rely on a goyim. That's the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Tov Shin Aleph. But then the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Tes speaks about Bnei Odom Sh'oivim B'Sfinah B'Lev Yam. People are traveling in a boat on the sea. V'om Daleim Ruach Sa'aran, there's a terrible storm. L'Shabra Azbina L'Tviya V'Shar Sfinah Oilus B'Sholim B'Yedua Sh'yesh B'Sfinah Misha Chayiv. Says it's an interesting situation. All the other boats are traveling without any interference. And here this boat is shaking with a storm. Rishoyim lahapal garolus. One can rely on a goyrel. V'mishiyapal agoyrel gimel pam mazachazet. And the person that this goyrel three times identified that he is the cause of this problem. Rishoyim lahapil al yam. They could even throw him into the yam. And we have to daven that the girl was right. Interesting. So, first of all, it's a stira. And besides that, it's a stira. What is the halacha? So I did see that there's some mafarshim that suggest that the Sefer Chassidim that says that we never rely on girolis is later than this Sefer Chassidim that says that maybe he can rely on a goyim. And they want to say that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid ultimately changed his mind and said, we're not able to determine anything through a goyim. Others say that not all of the Sefer Chassidim was written by the same author, perhaps. But one could say a whole different pshat. You know, here we're saying, we quoted the Shulchan Aruch, that we don't rely on a goyim. But we all know the famous story with Yonah, where Yonah was on the boat, running away from Hashem. We can't run away from Hashem, but he thought that he can run away from Hashem. And then this ship was in a terrible storm, and they did a goyrel, and the goyrel indeed showed that the reason the ship was in trouble was because of Yonah. So we see that they did rely on a goyim. So Rav Avadya Yosef explains that it's a very different situation. First of all, he says it was through goyim, so maybe the halach is different. A little difficult to understand. If a goyim doesn't work for Jews, it shouldn't work for non-Jews either. He says over there, Yonah knew the truth. Not only did Yoina know the truth, Yoina was the one that admitted that it's because of him that this boat is in trouble. And not only that, he says, but if you look in the Medrash says that every time they were hesitant to throw Yoina overboard. And every time they picked Yoina up and tried to perhaps throw him overboard, they took him back. And they saw, as they were trying to throw him overboard, everything quieted down. The moment they took him back on board, that's when the storm started again. So it wasn't that they were just relying on a goyim. They had a lot of different raya's, starting with the fact that Yoina himself was the one that said that you can't, that I am at fault. But under normal circumstances, for a Jew to make decisions in life just based on a goyro, chas v'shalom, the halacha is that ain't the tamim tiyem Hashem alakecha, that's not where we should rely on lottery. But there are places that I found that the Pesukim say that other places that the, besides, as obviously in our Masechta, where the Pesukim say that we do rely on a goyim. The Shari Tshuva in Simen Tov Pei Beis, it's in Hilchas Pesach, discusses a situation where there are two people traveling on the road together on Pesach, and they just have a Kezayis Matzah. And what should they do? Should each one of them eat a half a Kezayis? Each one of them only eating a half a Kezayis, they have not really accomplished much, because neither of them will fulfill the mitzvah, because we know the mitzvah is a Kezayis. So what should they do? So the Shari Tshuva says they should make a Goyim. And whoever wins the Goyim will get the Kezayis, and the other person will get nothing. So don't we clearly see from here that we can rely on a Goyim? So the simple difference is that there both parties are agreeable to following a Goyim. Since both parties are agreeable to follow a Goyim, that isn't considered a situation that it's a problem. We're only speaking a problem where it's not dine mominus, but where it's dine mominus or even a dine mitzvah, but both parties are agreeable, maybe you could rely on a goyim. But the Shari Tshuva really says something even deeper over there. And the Shari Tshuva says that if both of us own this kezayis of matzah together, and neither of us could have a whole kezayis, and we're going to have a goyim, or even we won't have a goyim, just one of us will get to eat the kezayis, and the other one won't eat anything. He says we are to look at that situation as a situation where one person did the mitzvah and the other person didn't have an opportunity to do the mitzvah. On the contrary, each one of them complimented the other, because the one who gave up his half of kezayis to help, to allow the other individual to have a whole kezayis of matzah, whether he did it voluntarily or whether he did it through a goyro, helped facilitate that this person helped facilitate that the mitzvah of achilas matzah should be fulfilled. So he's not an outsider to this mitzvah. He's very much a participant in this mitzvah, because without him, this mitzvah could have never happened. He says that's not a case where we're deciding through a goyro that one will win and one will lose, the way I understand what the Shari Tshuva is saying. Rather, what the Shari Tshuva is saying is that we're both winners, because the one that eats the kezayis is certainly behind the mitzvah, and the one that doesn't eat the kezayis helped the other individual get the opportunity to eat the kezayis. And when is there a problem with a goyim? There's a problem with a goyim when there's a winner and there's a loser. But when we're both winners, that isn't called a goyim, that should be a question that should be asur. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe in the Igros Moshe, Ora Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin Vav, Sif Beis. He discusses, interesting question, he says many yeshivas have lotteries to benefit the yeshiva. And the question is, somebody donates money to such a lottery, can he use Meiser money for that donation?
So Moshe makes a very interesting distinction. He says, if it's a situation where there's a finite number of tickets that are being sold, there, says Ramosha, you can't, if you want to participate in that lottery, he says it's mutter, but he says it's like an investment. I'm buying, I may win, I may lose, and I can't use Maisa money. But in a situation where the yeshiva doesn't have a specific number of lotteries, of tickets that they're going to sell, they're going to sell as many as they can, because obviously the entire purpose of this drive is just to raise funds on behalf of the yeshiva. In such a situation, he says that you could use Maisa money to pay to buy that lottery. And I don't think Ramosha means to say a statistic. I don't think Ramosha means to say, well, in the first case, you have a better chance of winning than in the second case, because it's not necessarily the case. Just because in the first case, there's a finite number of tickets being sold, and in the second case, there is no finite number, doesn't mean that they're going to sell more tickets in the second case than the first case. They may not be successful in selling more tickets. So it has nothing to do with your chance of winning or losing. It has to do with what type of goyel is. Where it's a goyel with a finite amount, that Ramosha seems to feel is more like a business transaction, and therefore you can't use stock money. When there isn't a specific amount that's being sold, that, it seems Ramosha held, is not considered a situation of a goyel, and therefore the halacha in such a situation is that you could use Maisa money. Interestingly, Ramosha, however, does say that if the person who bought bought a lottery in the second type of goyel, and then at the end he wins, and he had used Maisa money, the amount of money that he had used to pay for that goyel, which ultimately paid off for him very nicely, he won that lottery, says Ramosha, you should take that amount of money and put it back into his Maisa fund to give for tzedakah further.